The popularity of winter farmers' markets has been growing for several years. The markets provide farmers with a source of income during what are often lean months, and shoppers can find locally sourced foods year-round. One of the oldest winter farmers' markets operates in Springfield's Forest Park. As it opened this month for a new season, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief spoke with the longtime market manager, Belrita Novak.
There's been a proliferation of winter markets in the last several years, and many farmers who grow things, not our dairy farmers, of course, or our bakers, who grow things have made accommodations so that they can grow things like greens during the winter and bring them fresh to the farmers market. And they're very popular because who doesn't want something that's really fresh in the winter?
And so your farmer's market in the winter is where and what are the dates and times?
Well, we're in Forest Park in Springfield, and we're at a new location this year. We were at the old Monkey House for 8 or 9 years, but now what you do is you come in, still in Forest Park, in a new building. It's where the stables used to be. So if you come in the front entrance, you take your first right, and you follow that road, and that will bring you right to the building that we're in. It's behind tennis courts. There's plenty of parking. You get into the park free, but you do have to come in the front entrance and tell them that you're going to the farmer's market, and then you'll get in free. We also have some prepared food, so you can have lunch at the market. And, you know, really terrific. I mean, I bought some grass-fed short ribs the other day, and I waiting for my company to come in a day or two, and I'm going to be really pleased to be able to say these come from the farmers market. We're there twice a month on Saturdays from 10 to 2, usually the second and fourth Saturdays, but because of Thanksgiving, we're doing back-to-back markets. We had one November 10th, and we'll have another one on November 17th.
And this continues until when?
Through April.
So just about a month before the outdoor market opens.
Well, actually, not even a month, because we always start the first Tuesday in May for the outside market.
So what can people expect to find at your winter market?
Oh, my gosh. Well, right now, because they still have plenty of things that are left over from the harvest this fall, there are many winter squashes, potatoes, onions, greens, apples, pears, Asian pears, radishes. You know, we don't have the warm weather stuff. We don't have summer squash. We don't have green beans. We don't have melons. But there's a very, very nice selection.
And there are things other than produce.
Oh, yes. We have bakers. We have Berkshire Mountain Bakery that comes with organic sourdough bread and some sweet things. We have Trinity Farm from Enfield who brings cow dairy products. We have Sweet Pea Cheese. That's another dairy farm from Connecticut. And Dorothy brings fresh goat cheese and goat milk and goat yogurt. And we have honey and we have maple products. We have other sweet things.
Roughly how many vendors in total in the winter market?
About 15. We also have grass-fed beef and pasture-raised chicken and pork. So there's a very nice selection.
How does it compare to the summer market? It sounds like I imagine obviously the what's available is different,
right?
Because you mentioned you don't have the vegetables that are typically harvested in
exactly.
The late spring or summer. But in terms of the number of vendors, it sounds pretty close to what you have in the outdoor market.
Well,
isn't
it's about 10 fewer because people don't feel it's worth their while to come in the winter. I mean, in the winter.
Yeah,
but that's fine because we have. We still have, as I said, a very nice selection. And so the basic things that people go to a farmer's market for will be there.
How did this summer's market go?
Well, due to the extreme heat that we had and also the rainy Tuesdays, I don't think it was as good as it has been in previous years. And those are two things that keep people away from a farmer's market, unfortunately. And it was hard for the farmers, too, in terms of production, particularly with all the rain. I know that some of the farmers didn't have good melon crops or good pumpkin crops. And, the most difficult thing for farmers is weather. And I'm so pleased that so many people are so devoted to the farmers market and are so in touch, in sync with the farmers, and recognize their hard work and how fortunate we are here in Western Massachusetts to still have so much local agriculture.